Atamarie, good morning. Coming up in today's program, banking's bottom line falls, Westpac sounds a warning, and I'll bring you the latest from the money markets. The growth in bank sector profits stalled last year after years of seemingly unstoppable growth. Business advisory firm KPMG's annual sector report shows the industry's collective profit fell just under 1% to $5.7 billion, with growth in lending and a squeeze on margins. But costs rose markedly as banks took on staff and upgraded systems under pressure from the regulators to improve their care of customers. KPMG's head of banking, John Kensington, says the industry has quietly accepted the Reserve Bank's move to require higher levels of capital over the next few years, although he thinks customers will still feel the sting down the track.
And I think you'll see the complaining perhaps then done in the future by the public who feel that they're being charged a bit much for a loan or not getting enough money for a deposit or not being able to borrow enough. I think that's where you'll see the complaining coming from, and the banks will, I suspect at that point, quite rightly point out we're only doing what the Reserve Bank guidelines have required us to do, and that is to lend to you responsibly within certain capital parameters.
John Kensington says the next big issue for the industry is the growth of fintech, digital-based financial services, and open banking. That's where banks would make their customers' data and details available to approved industry players, which could offer rival or alternative financial products. One firm offering niche products and largely online is Heartland Group. Its chief executive, Jeff Greenslade, says change is needed.
So I see open data as one of the stepping stones towards a more open competitive market. I think the other thing that we should look at as part of that progression is making it easy for people to switch banks as part of that open environment.
That's Heartland Group Chief Executive Jeff Greenslade. The economy is expected to see almost zero growth in the first quarter, according to Westpac Bank. Chief Economist Dominic Stephen says the economy has had a strong start to the year, but it's under pressure from a number of local and global events. He says rising house prices and improved consumer activity are helping the domestic economy, but businesses remain downbeat from competition, changing technology, and what they see as heavy burden of red tape. But Mr. Stephen says there are real short-term issues as well.
The economy was on a pretty good trajectory as we started the year, but it's being whacked by coronavirus. Tourism's obviously taken a hit. We think manufacturing production will take a hit. Logging industry's taken a hit. I think all of that, combined actually with the dry weather in the north part of the country, could lead to a near zero quarter for growth in March 2020. However, these are temporary events, and as the economy rebounds to a more normal level of economic activity, we're forecasting quite high rates of quarterly growth later in the year. We're talking 0.9% per quarter, leading to 2.3% GDP growth over the year as a whole.
Westpac Chief Economist Dominic Stephens is penciling in at least one more rate cut from the Reserve Bank this year. Z Energy is offering motorists with a climate change conscience a chance to offset their carbon emissions through an app, but it will add about 8 cents to a litre of petrol. Z Energy will pass that money on to a suitably accredited carbon offsetting forestry company. The company's sustainability manager, Jerry Ward, says offsetting is a way for customers to feel less stressed about emissions, as well as enable forests to expand. She says Zed is ready for consumers to buy less fuel.
That's been the writing on the wall for a really long time. You know, we are on the record as saying we believe in the science of climate change and we are determined to be part of the solution from as long as we've been around for the last 10 years now. You know, we're really actively leaning into fast and effective policy and strategy choices around a very different transport industry, and we intend to be right at the forefront of that.
That's Z Energy's Jerry Ward. Turning to the markets now, Wall Street is back from its long weekend but is a sea of red. That's after Apple warned the coronavirus outbreak will hurt the production of its iPhones in China, and it's unlikely to meet its sales guidance as a result. The Dow Jones average is down 0.8%. The other indices are down by a bit less. Our own top 50 index was a different story. It hit a record high last night, gaining 62 points, to finish at 11,936. The New Zealand dollar is buying lower at 63.9 US cents, 95.5 Australian, 49.1 British pence, 0.591 euro, 70.2 yen, 4.47 yuan. Brent crude oil is down 0.8% at $57.21 US dollars a barrel. But investors are finding safety in gold. That's up more than $20 to $1,602 US dollars an ounce.